This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
And the pious of Homies are the Brechem, Shem Tahubuchan Escolos, the Tigul of Kaimaim Roim, Disha Talmidim of Anachechem, the Musim Nitish and Shrine is Kalom. So we have the first Shmaya says of Havas Ablocha. So the Shmaya of Havas Ablocha is not our bodies. Azuga Zeshim Shmaya of Talion, Gam Kain Bola Hazir Bedovashi Ikagol Moit, Sorachel of Odom. ובפרט הנהוגת שיש לעולם הבריאס, כמו שתיק נזוג את הראשונים גם כן כמו שתצבעיה. וכבר בארנו לפני זה, כי יש לעולם חיבו ולעולם שהוא דן ושויפת עליהם. So, this is part of the קשר, you know, it's part of the general mahalach of things, of people around you. And he had mentioned before that people you're being done and shaped, you also have some sort of shaykhets. So now he's going a step further. If after both Zuga reveal a tack and a hug of a British aid on the Kokahibalim for Zuchel of Nazia, Kibal has Rora, the Vade Gamkin is the Hibala Amos from Stara Lehem. A Balas Rora has to have some Hibra, obviously, or else he's not shy to it at all. Like he speaks about Melech, we mentioned a while back that a Melech has to have some sort of, even though he's Nivdol, we can't have enough to be Melech, but there has to be some sort of cash or else. Can't be mistar on it if you don't have any kesha. But mikomo kamidim achibur alachibur sheshal adayin matzibur. Shadayin ulatoyves atzibur lishvadayim. Adayin is very specifically shayach to the tzibur that he's. In other words, you're coming. Two people are coming with a problem to the dayin to work out the problem between them. Adayin is not a cloistic position. Like I'm the dayin. A dayan is someone that does in the Torah. Masha'in kein, or mekomok, shadad avabal asur adam, umevakesh teva la'atzmoy, kimoi, sha'omru in the karmas adam, elo lefiyana asam. Like it says that the Bali Rish Roshus are the kind of people only in Torah Hatzman. So the first thing is defining, and he's going to speak about it a little bit later, is defining the Baal Tzara as somebody who is sees it as his own godless, and the Mela everybody else is for his Taiva. That's what he's doing over here. So it as opposed to a Dayan who Be'etzim is helping the people. I mean, people came to him with a problem and he's solving it for them. The Baal Tzara is somebody who wants to occupy a position above and beyond society. And the oid mach machmat and also there's the din of Saint Tosim Alecha, Shetemosal Alecha, it's a built in rihuk between the Baal Surah and the people.
Is he saying a melech is mavakish tevas atzmai?
When it comes to the Tzad Hara, and he'll later explain the Nekuda, when he's talking about the difference between Erevus HaMelachos and Tzar HaBanis, the next piece. But he means the Baal HaSurara that is usual. The person who is a Baal HaSurara, normally, the normal Parnasim, are Mevakish Tevis Atzmam, as opposed to the way it should be. We'll see when he speaks about Erevus HaMelachos and Tzar HaBanis.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about Snos Rabbonis, that's Sorora. So obviously when he's talking about Snos Rabbonis, he's talking about not when you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. It's not something that, obviously being a Melech or a Manhik or a Rav is a very, very chashuv thing. He's talking about Mitzurah that he's going to explain it. So the Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be projected by the Bali Surah. Shadam Kaira Vishina Umishamishim Chacham, Vidibura Benachma Brias, Omecho Masom Atone Bishuk Noah, the Nice Lesson of Muna. Mabrias, Aimim Allah, Asher Plan Shalom Terek, Kam Yotam Drochov, Kam Zukon Maisa. Ova Kazaima Vayema Li Abdi Abdi, Shalom Choy Spoyer, which is 5 Sir. So the first Nakuda he's making is the Ava, the Tikkun of the Bala Srora in Ava and Yira, certainly in Ava, is the harder one to understand, is that you can project a certain element which will be Ma'ahev HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Briyas. So we're not talking so much about your own Avas Hashem as much as since the whole Tafkid of Durara is for others, then we're talking about how you're projecting for others. And I was going to start by explaining the mission, and we'll get a better sense of what he's going for. V'adavu shukvayt ha-teira v'kvayt ha-mokrim v'gurim lehoi v'ashem yisbarach kasha ein tamad chochem tzorech levnei adam. This, in a certain sense, is the crux of what he wants to say. In every position, Lamasha, let's take a parent. So a parent that is mechanech and madrich his kid, so that the kid does the right thing, and he gives the kid the right hadrach and chinuch and money, whatever it is. That's a parent. That's the guy who's a parent. A parent whose metzius is that he's living off his kids. His kids are supporting him. It's a mevuzeh. I mean, there's a Yiddish expression that you hear from older people: "No nit onkumet to the kinder." You know, I shouldn't need to take from my kids money, physical help, emotional help. I shouldn't be a nitzach to them. More subtly difficult is a father, Lamashal, who wasn't matzliach, and he needs his kids to be his chassidim. His kids should dance around him and say, "Ach, gewaldig, you're a gadol." That, in a sense, is a terrible bizoyan, because you're taking a point where a person is supposed to be mezgala as a mashpia, and instead he's a mushpa. Let's go specifically to a point that he's talking about. It's a very fundamental nekuda. A person's most fundamental sense of kavod in the Bria is when the person is self-sufficient. A person was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu to earn his own schar because of Nahamadi Kisufa. So certainly real Nahamadi Kisufa, a person who really, really can't earn his own bread, is a buzzy. And the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in the Durim, an extraordinary Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person makes a neder, the Gemara gives a dogma, I think it's in the sugya of the Rishon, a little bit further on. If a person makes a neder that I won't be toying by you anything if you don't take from me a matana, and vice versa, koinem that I won't give you hanor if you don't give me anything. So the Gemara explains the logic between the different nedarim. The Gemara says the person comes with a taina, lav malko ano, v'kiyohim nov loikom akablis. I'm not a king that I can afford to give you all the time and not get anything back. I should have to treat you the whole time and never get from you back. I can't do that. I'm not a king. The other side is lav kalba ano. I'm not a dog that the Kamishanis Minoch Lokehivnalach, that I keep getting from you and I don't give you anything. In other words, a kelev is always a shuffle. Shiflis, a kelev is considered something that shof is a kelev. So on the axis of living on your own or complete the living of somebody else, you have all built on, are you self-sufficient financially or not self-sufficient? It says the Levon is Boisha to look at the son, the Gimasa, because she's getting from the son, and the Mela she's Mizbayish. The Busha, the most elementary Busha on a person is when he is a Makabal, because then he doesn't have his own existence. A Gadol B'Samach Al Shavaviv is called a Katan. Any person that his own Kiyum is not justified by himself. I, the living being, cannot plow enough of a field to grow enough wheat to keep myself sustained. The etzim, I'm lacking the entire Metzias Adam. That is working. And that the lack of working is a busha. Of the lack of being self-sufficient by one's own means is a cause for a busha. You also become, it's for the same reason why people look down at you if you can't support yourself. So to look down at a person that lives modestly is not a midah teva. To look down at a person that can't support himself, it's correct. In other words, if a person can't justify his own means, then he's lacking, he's not an adam. We have, on a practical level, we have an overriding Indian that Talmud Torah is doiche even this, and since we could not have people sitting and learning if there wasn't a system of taking, so a that it's an overriding of it. It's not preferred, but it's overriding it. Secondly, the on a deeper level, a person who's ruchnistic sense, whose ruchnistic accomplishments are meager, so he's not self-sufficient. In other words, his maisim are not worth holding him around in the world. For the 15 minutes that he davens mincha ma'ariv, that's not a reason for a kiyum. It's the fact that he's supporting a yid who's sitting and learning. The fact that he's mischabed to somebody else, it's in his chus. But those are, it's important not to confuse the dargis. Those are subtle dargis, they're emes. But it doesn't take away the fact that when you live off somebody else, there's a darga at which you are a shuffle. And the mele, it's a lack of covet. If the Talmud Chacham does not need people, it gives him a very different standing. Halaytira, k'yo'aymim sheka, take a look. When Klal Yisrael wanted to rank out Moshe Rabbeinu, so they're willing to lie, and they said about him any lie they could pick any lie they wanted about Moshe's Midas. They could invent any chazar. What was the chazar they invented? Ami b'shalmes of the shkolim, bitu achre Moshe ad boya hola tre amura pliki. What are the ones that said lignai? How did they? What did they say? They kept looking. They said, "Chame shake, chame kare, chame pirke." Look at his feet and his belly. And look how fat Moshe Rabbeinu is. Ochal miyudoi, he eats on our cheshem. Shosam miyudoi, drinks on our cheshem. Umadle miyudoi, and he everything else is plucked off from Jews. They would say Machmitz Tzadika Mizochi Adkan. They would say, take a look at this Schiyat to see the Tzadik. But what he sees here, Udvarim Eilu B'Sheka, it was Sheka, Ki Moshe Heshem Rizosa Shaluchos. Ve'im Kol Zay Yomim B'Sheka. So Lemais, you see that the lie that they wanted to chap Moshe Rabbeinu on, the Nekuda that they invented to rank him out, was he's sitting off us. Lamaise, at the end of the day, he's got no way to support himself. All it is he's living off us. The, so he says, Avodah Torah. Ve'eich kasher hu be'emes. And certainly, or how terrible it is when it's emes. Ve'dover ze gerim b'avon seinu bitul kvodah Torah. Shem loy hoyu haloyin de'mispanes imeim, ha'isah Torah mis'ala ma'ila ma'ila. I mean, if a Rav would not live off his community, they would respect him immensely more. Gamoy mochich asat tzibur. They be mochich the tzibur. Ki ashma asat tzibur beroishem. They would know that the Klal Yisrael's problems are on them. Well, I hear no simpanim. They have no reason to favor one over the other. Ach after kibush at tzichim lehem kol Rav koina od latzmoi. Being that they need them, so every person who has money buys his Rav. It's very, very sharp l'shaynis. Ulekacha meshmaya er v'tzom lov v'tzom z'abon eshrua marchik es ha-melocha. V'al yachshav ke ha-melocha ina kvodei. He shouldn't, so the person will think like this. If I repair washing machines in my spare time to make a panasa, that's a bizoyan. But if I'm tolling another person, let's just be misplaying 1 second on one nekude. I just want to kind of add a knage to it. When we see a person walking around leisurely, he has money that comes in from investments, from his field, or somebody else's work, and so on and so forth, we definitely see a certain nekude of covet in it, in the sense that this person doesn't have to work. The money is kilu, his be'etzim. That's why Ashiris has a certain need of nechbarishtim. A lower darga is a person who has to schlep heavy refrigerators to make ends meet. But a still a lower darga than that is a person who's not schlepping refrigerators and someone else is doing it for him. So there's a certain sense by people that Rabbanis is chashev because you don't have to work, somebody else is working for you, and malacha is bad. V'al yachshav ke malacha in a kvoidi, adraba. Hamalacha neisenes l'adam kovet. Omer perik hanoidim en avushal. Reb Yehuda karava ozul be medrash shakul gulfa al tzefei. It says when Reb Yehuda would go to Beis Medrash, he would take along the jar, the thing to sit on it. V'amak g'doyla malacha shem chavetes baleo. He would say that malacha is chashuv, and therefore he has to mechab himself. V'rotzoloyma. Anything that a person can do to serve himself is a chshivas. Lefikach, if who knows a goal for a safe fight, they change the measure of covet, ain't the gnai. So the doing anything not to depend on people is something which is a chshivas of a person. Va'oifse malacha hu misasik b'chvoide. So a person who does malacha is being misasik b'chvoide. Lefikach, amma evas amlach to sarabanis. Kim yoyma shamalacha b'zoyin eilov. Ze'enoi. Ke'adraba hamalacha yoysal kol shematzolta tzod min chatoim rabin. Al kol ze... So first of all, malacha is good because it's matzolta from all sorts of various, whether it's a giyash tzeh mishkas oven, whether it's the fact that he doesn't have to compromise a monetary yonim, but still, al kol ze nesina tzeh kovit gamke. Ve'yisna tzeh abonis hamachik hamalacha b'shvil asra. Ke'kam chatoim shol shes b'shra. Now let's talk about this. Let's be a little more minded on this idea. First of all, the practical level, the word in the Torah used to describe children is taf, which is related very much to the word tuffle. In other words, in the Seder Habriya, just like a tree, the roots schlep up the water, it branches out, it gives it to the leaves. The mekabel is bottled to the nisin. And if it stops raining, the leaves dry out first, and the roots much later dries out. Everything goes from the outside inwards. A person who lives off someone else is totally in him. And that becomes an inherent deficiency. And Maimer HaMusker, it's one of the inherent problems with Rebbe and the Neret Yisrael. You can't be supported by the state, established and supported by the state, and be, quote-unquote, independent in your thinking. The Etzem can't be. There's no way that the minister of the security minister can make a plan against his own country. If you're supported by somebody, somebody's holding you out, that's who shliach you are, Etzem. Who's the Baal Mammon? Who's the Baal Dover? So that's a practical. But in the oimik of it, the Yetzirah and something always lies to the core of the issue. And therefore, since Malchus and Tzrara Kitikunai is supposed to be the Mashpia Be'etzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech is the Mashpia to the Bria, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his Malchus on the Bria, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits back and listens to Zichya Melech, that's what he gets at me. It means he is Mashpia Chochmosoi and Hanagosoi onto the Bria. That's the vehicle, the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhogis to Malchus. A person's Srara is the total expression of Mashpia. If I am the greatest in the nation, means I have to be Mashpia of the nation. If a person takes it for himself, then automatically he's flipping it around Nakata Lakata. Let's take an example, not for money. Let's say a person says a shir for people because he wants to teach them. He sees people around them who don't know that my arets, and he wants to teach them. So for no money, he gets up, he finds people that can't learn, he sits with them and shows them, this is what this word means, this is vayyema, vayidab, and so on and so forth. So the person is a p'china of elikim to these people. It's because it's kulei hashpa. Chachmah starts from the chachmah, is the highest sphere, it starts from the top and it goes down. That is kitikunai. Let's say the person has an ego problem. And unless he's up on the stage being a shir, he feels down. Let's say the person has a problem, he's bored, he needs to say shit to keep himself interested. Let's say the person someone told him you need to do it as a shibut so that you'll sit and learn. If you'll have to say a shit, you'll have a shibut. So all of those cases, he's made himself into a makaba from the audience. So he's not being mashpia to the audience. The audience is being mashpia to him, his needs, whether it's covered, whether it's money, whatever it is. He's being mehafich, the seder advarim, min hakotze lakotze. In the mahalach of ma ni bechinam, af'ata bechinam, the bechinam doesn't mean don't take money. The bechinam means that you're mashpia. Torah is the ultimate hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Bria. A person who's being melamed Torah is the mashpia onto the rabbin. And the nailer, the person himself, is setting himself up. If there's other inyanim involved, then he's being mahafich the entire surah of Torah. And that's why it's greater so much ra and the Bria. So the person, instead of teaching the other what they need to know, he's going to say shir that he wants to give. I have a very good shtickle Torah here, I'm going to say it. The other doesn't need to hear it, doesn't want to hear it, doesn't care for it, I'm going to say it. The person will not, there'll be the male kilkulim, but the kilkul that starts is mamish and the sherish. And that's very difficult. It starts with the money also. If the person is doing it, if the person is doing it because of money, so the shortcuts that he'll take are the male kilkul shortcuts. So they're the Baal Batim over me. I'm not the Baal Batim over them. One of my shveres on Huggis, people who learned the yeshiva, my shver never took a penny from the yeshiva even to live on. Even when he went to America four times to raise money for the yeshiva, he paid his own ticket. He had some ways of having his own money. He was a big chacham and investments, and he never took, the kitzenius never took anything, not a pruta from the yeshiva. And it's hard, my shver was never talked about his anhagis. so you couldn't discuss it with him, really. But I guess from being with him and just getting a sense of things, the sense was he automatically reverses his roles. Instead of using his das to navigate the yeshiva to where it ought to go, whether he's right or wrong, but at least he's doing what he's supposed to do, the minute the yeshiva becomes his parnasa, so he's asking himself, what's the best mahalach for me? I'm reversing my role, the etzem. So the inyan of ehoyves amalachas nasarbanis is in tchunas hanefesh, a person should welcome the independence that malach gives him. If I can earn my living with 6 hours a day of hard work, and then I can be a mashpia to the olam, so that's gevaldik. The rabbanis part, the nesius reish part, is a burden to me. So what he's saying over here is, like you asked before about a melech and so on, that's exactly the point. If the person understands that covet is, if a person relates to covet the etzim, if I'm a person that stands on my own 2 feet, then I am a nichbat. And if I need to come on to somebody else, I'm a nikla. Then the person has the right attitude and everything else also. And if the person doesn't have it, then it's the other way around. That's the point that he's making over here. The Rambam, it's one of the things that I guess is important. It's important to get the right surah sadvar. One of the differences between learning up a sugya like a betera or deherring the piskei dina like a balabas is the tfisas advarim. The matzav today is, with the rare exception of somebody who's got either a big yerusha or tremendous business acumen or whatever, it's not shaykh to have any real talmid chachamim who are not taken from a kohel, from a tzibur, from a kohel, from whatever it is. And that's the right thing to do. Mishapur speaks about it a lot, about this Rambam. Mishapur speaks about the end of Chelek Beis, about that, you know, he brings all the Makaris that you're supposed to take, and so on and so forth, which is that Haggis that our Manhiga that I've given, which is fine. I mean, that's the Psak Halacha. But a person has to understand there's a Sugya. The Sugya is that's being Mehafich Min HaKotze LaKotze what should be. It's a tremendous chisorin in the person's mitzias of a rav or a mashpia if he needs it. And it's we're doing it with the evidence because Eifas Hashem, there isn't other way that a person today could work in a law firm and be a ma'abed tzayra. It's just not, unless you've worked there 30, 40 years, someone's working for you, you're sitting back. It's not going to happen. Nobody can go to be Talmud Chacham without sitting half a dozen or 10 years in Cairo. So tachlis, we're doing what we're doing because that's the only way we can make it happen. But a person has to understand that there's a certain b'di'avid in it. It compromises a lot of a person's ability to be effective, and at least be aware of it. On a second level, emotionally, that we can do something about, but it's very hard to avoid it. A rabbi stands in front of a class, and a kid did something, stood up there, whatever it is, stood up there. Lashing out at the kid can be a chinuch point for the kid. It can also satisfy an emotional need for the rebbe. You know, I need that the kid should be taught a lesson so that I feel good about myself, and so on. Understanding, and again, kulei hevulei, that everybody's a human being and everybody has his things, but at least understand 2 things. Understand that any time you get something out of it, Reb Chaim Shlomitz used to speak about kovet. He used to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu that he said, "I didn't tell anyone haveli as makli. You bring me my makel." So Reb Chaim would say, "Fine. So money we take care of. But what about kovet? A manik lives off a tzibur in the kovet aspect. You know, where did that come into play?" So, and Reb Chaim used to be very blunt and earthy. He used to say about himself. He Sigmar schlepped sich down to Bnei Brak to a Bachas Chasana with Mesiris Nefesh. It's for the Bachas to tell us. It's for Shekul Me'al for Siddur Kedush. That's the way he would. I mean, it was very, had a certain way of speaking. But a person has to understand, he should not, covered his bed always. A need for covered his bed always. But in the Talmud, in the Rebbe Talmud relationship, in the Mashpia Mushpa relationship, in the Rav Sibur relationship, it's much worse because it's Be'etzim and Akira on the Teichen of it. That's the, so a person should be happy with the fact that he doesn't need them for anything. Somebody can make it without the money in a Shem Atovla, it's Kamat Nat Motzi, but every other Eifin, whatever we can figure out, that's the right Mahalach. And the covered is when a person is able, a person thinks that if he wears a not so nice thing, it's not nichbad by people's eyes. So there is something to it. The Gemara says that the begadim are covered, but they're nusim chabdusa. But if a person, if the difference between going dressed well or not going dressed well is if you're taking with a tzibur or not, that is something that the real covet is when you can tell people, when people hear that you're not taking anything from them, then it's kulei mashpia, that they stand in front of you as mushpoim, because that's the matzah of it. Okay, any shalas?
So we think, sum it up in my mind, we think ever some halachos nois rabbonis, so you can have a madriga, for example, an emes and melech that is neither, that is above all that.
Yes.
So he's above, and then you have the next madriga, somebody
that... Emes of the oilam is already, I once said a pshat, that's why melech, the tash of the melech is that melech can take anything he wants from the people. Everything is fair game. It sounds stunning. What's the pshat in it? I once said the pshat is that way he doesn't owe anything to anybody else. You gave it to me. I'm entitled to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the Torah was magnet to him automatically takes him off the welfare rolls of being totally people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you have the second madrigal of Eves HaMalacha. And then the lowest one is a case of Rabbonus, which
right,
we're saying
is... The person welcomes the fact that people... It's very interesting. People are sometimes are born with matias. I had a chav of mine, my age, yeshiva, which was this 20s, early 20s, same age I was, who had a mishunadik need for covet. Not a bad person, not a bad tam chacham, not a great person. Mama, she feared to rabban a stick when he was a 21-year-old. And he was once giving a shir on in the summer somewhere. He spoke about covet atayr. He asked, what's the Indian of covet atayr? So he said, Be'emes, you owe a tremendous amount of you owe your rab a lot of money because he's giving you tayr. It's wonderful. But you're not allowed to, because it's money bechina, not to bechina. So the Torah said, so give him covet at least. Pay him back with covet. That was the way the person, I don't know, I was ashamed how a perverted person can see the hefech. You know, money bechina, the money is the lowest end of it. The ego gratification is the gufa dufa. But the person saw through his own
chromosome,
that's the way he saw it.
Hey,
sure. Can I ask Rabbi a shayla about something else?
Sure.
I heard a shayla that Rabbi gave about Parshas Korach. I'm not sure which year it was.